Oh, that's in. Mr. Lewis?
Yes.
Okay, we're here. But you didn't think you were on there.
Got people saying they can't find the link, so I mean, resend it.
Are we there yet? I don't know what my room. I need to
Was
project
that
out.
Kim?
I thought I heard her.
That sounded like Kim.
Okay.
Yay.
Hey
Oh
guys.
no, it wasn't Kim, was it?
Uh-oh.
Can y'all hear us?
Yes.
Okay. It's not showing.
You hear me?
Yep.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I've done something to my brain here.
Oh, you don't have to have me in the picture.
Somebody heard from BJ? BJ said he was going to be
He's here.
He was down there in his office down there just a bit ago.
Okay, let me text him real quick.
How are you? Yeah, there's another receipt.
Okay, thank you.
Was yesterday.
Oh, great.
I went into the second.
Is BJ still down in his office? Is BJ still down in his office?
Yes.
Okay, I think he needs to link up to this meeting. That was Miranda and Tina. That's these new radios here that we're not supposed to. Nobody else or everybody else didn't have theirs, so I have two radios, one that the office can get a hold of me or whatever, and then
Ah, fancy.
we're just
You
got our other ones.
had two.
Yeah, we'll just have one Monday or Tuesday, I mean.
Okay, BJ's on now. Go ahead and get started. I know everybody's got stuff to do. So I'd sent that out about the raising the pay for the transportation director or mechanic, creating a separate column for mechanic, and then having a $5,000 stipend for
Now
administrative.
in pairing mode, waiting for connection.
Is that us?
I think that's you. I don't know.
No, I think it was Kim. Oh, Kim.
I still can't hear you. I could hear it through Mr. Knapp's in there, but I can't get it on my own. I'll run in there so I can hear
Okay. I don't
it. Know anything about
and I
that.
am recording this. We have to record all of our PPC meetings, so this is being recorded. So anyway, I sent that out for people to review about the new possible separate column for mechanic, and then a $5,000 stipend for the administrative duties of the transportation director. And I sent that job description in that email also. Basically, the mechanic would be doing just mechanic type stuff. The $5,000 administrative stipend would handle a lot of the paperwork type stuff, helping bus drivers get their certificate, new bus drivers get their certification for their CDL. Working with Jessica on making sure all of our drug screens and physicals and all that are taken care of. And then the mechanic would be more just focused on mechanic type stuff. So that's what the board proposed. I had to bring it to PPC to review for 10 days. Now, how it works now is on our September 24th board meeting, the board can vote to approve or not approve it. I fully expect them to approve it. Then it comes back to you guys, this committee, to vote on it. If you vote it in, it becomes effective immediately. If you vote it down, it doesn't become effective until July 1, 2025. Now, someone asked me yesterday what I wanted, and I said, well, I can't tell you how to vote, and you're not going to have to vote right now. I would like to see it go through, but if you all vote it down, then that's just life, and that's just the way it goes, and we'll figure something out. Have you gotten any feedback from anybody as far as people think it's a good idea, bad idea? No comment. I mean, has anybody heard from anybody really?
Everybody we've talked to on our campus is for it.
Yes. Everybody for it.
Yeah.
But not, I mean, nobody's necessarily saying anything about the mechanic, but I mean, for the stipend, for the 5,000, yes. I mean, that's, but yeah. Nobody's really said anything,
right.
But they said that, well, no, I take that back because they said that they're not going to get anybody else for less than that. So,
right.
And they just didn't even know if that was really enough for, to get a good mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
But well, there's a lot of truth to that. Tell you how we came up with this number. We researched all of our neighboring districts plus Alpena and Cotter, because they're more our size, and we came up with an average of what all those folks did, and that's about basically where it came out to. It was 34,700. So we just added 5,000 to the base pay. So no, it's definitely not enough. I mean, it's one of the more important jobs because we're keeping our buses safe, for our kiddos. But, it's also, there's some perks with it as far as insurance and, week off and Thanksgiving and 2 weeks at Christmas and 2 week vacation, that they get. So there are some perks, but no, yeah. It's asking a mechanic to leave a job where they're possibly making $60,000-$70,000 to come do this, it's hard to do that. But it's good. Arkansas teacher retirement system too. I have had a couple people apply with mechanic experience, so at least we've got some leads on some folks. So, and I'll just be honest, none of you classified folks make what you deserve. None of you. You don't. That's something we discussed at the board meeting. That is something that they are looking very, very hard at to reward everyone for next school year. The big kicker is we really have to wait and see if the legislators are going to approve continuing to fund these big teacher raises that everybody got. If they continue to fund those, there's a really good chance classified staff is going to see some money added, either added or some sort of bonus, something like that. If the state comes back and says, we're not going to continue to fund these teacher raises, that's a whole nother plan we have to come up with. Not just us, but every school in the state, more than likely. Probably not every school, but 90% of them, I would say. So that's kind of in limbo. And we won't know that until the end of January, 1st of February. But none of you make what you need, what you deserve. I'll just tell you that. I've got some ideas on how I want to address that, but I'll bring that to you later on. So I have to invite you guys, a spokesperson, to come to the board meeting if you so choose to. If you do not want to come to the board meeting and speak about this potential raise for this position, then you just let me know that, and I'll tell the board that you declined to come to the board meeting, and you'll just vote on it after the meeting. So what would you guys like to do on that? Would someone like to come speak to the board about it, or just Doug, you seem like you're excited. You might want to.
I mean, I wouldn't want to speak in front of you, but I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, I'm for it on both deals, the stipend and the raise for the mechanic. I'm all for that. So, I mean, I'd just soon vote myself, and
Me too.
Same.
All right. So, does anybody want to come to the board meeting and speak? That's what I got to. You can't vote on it until after the board
votes. Right.
You know, because if the board votes it down, which I don't think they would, because they're the ones that proposed it. But if they voted it down, then it wouldn't even need to come to a vote for you guys. But if you don't, if no one wants to speak at the board meeting, then I will let them know that. I just have to offer that.
No, I don't want to.
Kim, BJ, Wendy, anybody have any thoughts?
I don't want to.
Okay.
I mean, like if we need to, but if we don't need to.
Yeah, if we need to. No,
you just have to be given the opportunity if you choose not.
No, I'm that's okay. I'm for turning down the opportunity.
Okay. Same. Kim, you're BJ, you got any thoughts or ideas or want to come talk?
Talking for the board.
You'd rather not?
I'd rather not.
Okay. And BJ said his audio's not working, and he put in the chat that he said he's good. So,
that's fine. All right.
Well, board meeting is September 24th.
Okay.
I'll schedule a Zoom for us the morning of the 25th. And if the board votes it to approve it, then it'll come to you guys for a vote, and we'll just do a quick vote.
The 25th. Seemed like ever since. Okay, I seemed like something was going on the 25th.
The bus driver training is that night.
That's okay. I knew something was going on the 25th. Okay, yeah, I'll be here.
Yeah.
Okay.
What time
on
the 25th? The Zoom. They're just waiting until it's later.
Is this okay? Is this time okay for everyone?
Yes. I mean, I just had people checking in, and I mean, so I'm kind of in and out. So,
would you rather it be a little bit later, Kim?
I'm fine. I work with whatever.
Okay, well, we'll just keep it at 8:30 for now. And then if someone needs the time change, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone. Everyone have a great weekend.